This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight and with a very busy throat, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Wednesday night, I've always wanted to be like one of those college DJs, although I didn't do it when I was college age. But since it is Wednesday night, well, we're going to be joined, as usual, by that crazy pair from Arbalest Quarrel. I'm talking about Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Very shy and retiring dudes these two are. Good evening, guys.
How are you doing, Bill? Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, I've got the busy throat tonight. Well, it's busier now than when we were talking earlier today, Roger. So,
yes.
So, Roger and I started what was a interesting little debate amongst the faithful. So, why don't I let you kick it off?
Well, what we were talking about, Bill, among other things, but most importantly, is the impact now of the mass shootings, one coming on the heels of the other, and this is basically catnip for the anti-gun crowd, as they will be probably putting forth a number of bills to limit access to so-called assault weapons. What I find interesting now, though, is they're becoming more ambitious, and they're actually not utilizing the term assault weapon as much. I noticed this when I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, as well as Laura Ingraham, who has a new show on Fox, The Ingraham Angle, and each one of them were talking to spokespeople for the various anti-gun groups, and it was particularly interesting. And I know we were you and I were talking about this, where one individual had mentioned to Laura that, well, look, we have to get rid of semi-automatic weapons, just like they did in Australia and in Great Britain, and the country will be better off. And Laura Ingraham gave a look a bit nonplussed at that remark. And she said, well, don't you think this is going to lead to civil war? And this individual said, no, individuals in this country would understand. And I'm sure they'll be willing to turn in their firearms if there is a law that tells them to do so. And I think, Bill, as a lawyer, I can tell you, my job and my love is of United States law and our Constitution. And the Second Amendment trumps any particular executive order or United Nations treaty or statute that Congress would put forth that would suggest that Roger Katz has to turn in his firearms for the good of social welfare and public safety. I imagine that you would have a few words regarding any attempt to take over your firearms for the good of society.
Oh, well, that would, and you know, sure, society. Even, yeah, my interpretation for the good of society would be sort of crazy. Let me ask Stephen a question. Stephen, now, if they've shifted, they've gone from the assault weapon meme, which obviously has failed. And earlier today, I heard that Dianne Feinstein introduced her latest version. You know, she's always got a version of the assault weapon ban ready to go, in which they use the term assault weapons. But do you think them switching, segueing to semi-automatic weapons is in response to the fact that most of us tell them, you don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about guns, do you?
Well, Bill, I'm looking at it from a viewpoint of the big picture. And not to evade your question specifically, but in a way I will. I'm going to refer again to the NRA publication, America's First Freedom. This issue, all the listeners who get that publication or American Rifleman, take a look at it. There are three very, very, very interesting articles. And one is about James Madison, our founding father, who wrote the Second Amendment. And it said this man did not write a second-class amendment. Now, Charles Cook wrote that article. It's a phenomenal article. Maybe I'll go into it a little bit into the program. Another great article was written by Chris Cox from the NRA, the executive director. And he talked about something similar to what I think your question is focusing on. Right after the Hurricane Irma, the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Kenneth Mapps, he put out an order on September 4th, 2017. Now, that's not too long ago. Basically confiscating anyone who had a lawful firearm because they knew who had the lawful firearm. They were licensed, they were registered, which means they knew where you lived, and police came knocking on doors, and they said, give up your guns. So that is the reaction that you get from these anti-gun people. We had a similar reaction to Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, where we had gun confiscation. And then you look at another article in this excellent publication written by A.W. Hawkins, who's with Breitbart News. And this is what really irks me and what should get all of your listeners, as well as all of us, even more angry than we already should be. And I say should be because this article is entitled The Ruling Class versus the Second Amendment. And it's exactly what we did on the Obelisk Quarrel. We put a questionnaire on the quarrel, and we said, look, police have guns, judges have guns, politicians have guns. We made a list of the people we know have guns. The rich and famous have bodyguards with guns. What about you? What about you, the law-abiding? Well, there seems to be, not seems to be, there definitely is a double-class standard in the United States. And what this article not only talks about, but proves and gives facts that these anti-gun politicians and anti-gun people are total hypocrites. They want to take our guns away from us, the good guy with a gun, and they want to do that, yet they are being protected by Secret Service, by FBI, by local police, by security details. If they're in political office, they're being paid for this high-level security by U.S. taxpayers' dollars. And if they're not, because they're the rich and the famous, the Bloombergs of the world, well, they have the money to pay for it. The bottom line is all of these people make sure that they have guns around them and high-quality security, but they don't like it when we do it. So in answer partially to your question about Feinstein, I don't care what they're doing about assault weapon bans and magazine capacities and everything. What they really want to do is abolish the Second Amendment, and they're getting close to saying it because before they wouldn't. But again, what we need to do is stand fast and reiterate the answer to violent crime is we need more good guys, like Wayne LaPierre said, more good guys with guns.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. If I can get you to stand fast. Roger Katz, Stephen D'Angeli, they're featured writers at Ammoland.com. They have ArbalistQuarrel.com, where you can catch everything in its entirety without it. Sometimes the Ammoland stuff has to be broken up. And right here on Wednesday. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need, crackandpop.com. One site, all of your reloading solutions.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load, discussing the PR, losing PR war, I might point out, because that's one thing. You have a very vocal minority that are in the professional gun control business. But discussing that today with the guys from the Arbalest Squirrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli. I kind of think right now the gun control discussion that's going on might be as a way to camouflage the fact that background checks don't really make that much of a difference when it comes to stopping crime. What do you guys think?
I agree. And, Bill, let me just follow up with
my conversation as briefly as possible. Roger has a lot to say, and with all due respect, he has a tremendous amount of new information to add to the show. Although it's true that small holes can sink big ships, there's nothing like one big giant hole to put that ship down. Yesterday was election day. Many states had local elections and state elections, and we see that the Republicans, by and large, didn't do too well. Now, we knew in New York City that Bill de Blasio would get elected mayor, and no big surprise. He's anti-gun. He'll always be anti-gun. If New York City ever gets a mayor that is pro-gun, that'll be a minor miracle. But having said that, what we did lose very seriously on was the New Jersey gubernatorial race. You now have a governor that's going to take office in New Jersey that is waiting anxiously to sign every single bill he can. That's already written that will just do away with many, many, many gun rights. All these rights that you're talking about, so-called assault weapon, ammunition capacity, houses, all these things. And then you also have the defeat in New Jersey. You have another anti-gun governor, I mean, not New Jersey, in Virginia, down south.
So, well, I mean, he's just replacing McAuliffe. So, I mean, I don't know that that's actually a big change.
Given? Do you think that was a given?
I think McAuliffe is anti-gun. So, I mean, having this guy come in,
it's not going to do that much different. But you know what? It is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call to all of us that, you know what? The next, in 2 years, is going to be some really big elections.
Yep.
And what we do know is this. Anytime there's an incident involving guns, like this tragic church shooting, they take the opportunity to capitalize on it. And the media, the mainstream media, waits until they are forced to say, oh, in this case, it was a good guy with a gun that actually took the guy out. So what I think we need to do is, again, focus on what Roger's going to have to say. He did a lot of research on a massive shooting incident in Las Vegas and how the anti-gun people deal with that, but how it should be dealt with and how we should get angry. We should get angry. We should start, again, calling that 202 number, getting more active and making sure that we don't lose ground. Because that's what there is to put the Second Amendment under. They're looking to do away with the Second Amendment. All right, piecemeal, yes, but they're gonna come charging. So, Roger, I'm gonna shut up for a little while and let you take over, please. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me mention that number 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. What I find most disturbing is the idea that there's a disconnect between what our laws say and do and what the mainstream media and popular talk radio show hosts like to say and do, which is antithetical to the Second Amendment. I constantly go back to the Second Amendment, what it says, and also to the well-learned views, opinion, legal reasoning of Justices Scalia and Thomas. And what I find very disheartening at this point was the fact that Heller went just so far. And it's a thorn in the side of those individuals, those groups, those billionaires, those internationalists, the United Nations, that do not like to accept the fact that in this country we have a right under the Second Amendment of self-defense. And clearly the United Nations doesn't believe that. Australia, Great Britain, Mexico, any country that, even if it has so-called a grant to keep and bear arms in some capacity, does not have the right to do so for the purpose of self-defense. Now, if you to the Friedman case. Friedman versus City of Highland Park. Very, very important case. This was a case that dealt squarely with the issue whether assault weapons are, so-called assault weapons, I should say, are lawful for self-defense. And the Seventh Circuit, there was a divided opinion, determined that they weren't. And the case went up on appeal, and the Supreme Court refused to accept certiorari in that case. Three votes are required. And clearly, Justice Thomas and Justice Scalia, who was alive at the time, did dissent in the denial of cert and made it very clear that they wanted to discuss the issue of whether so-called assault weapons, let's just say semi-automatics, are commonly used for purposes of self-defense. And apparently, the conservative wing, along with the liberal wing, were very, very concerned about that because they knew that they would probably have to overturn the Seventh Circuit consistent with their decision in Heller. And they didn't want to do that. In fact, just think about it at this moment. Suppose the court did hear that case and they determined semi-automatic firearms of the sort referred to as assault weapons are illegal. No, they are not. They come under the protection, the core of the Second Amendment. If legislators attempted to override that, like Feinstein and Pelosi and Schumer and others, they would find that under a decision in Friedman that that legislation is unconstitutional. So we have this horrific, actually, disconnect between law and between the power of populism, but a negative kind of populism that is trying to use fear and emotion to turn people to give up their basic rights under our Bill of Rights.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Yeah, let me get you to hold right there. I want to expand on that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's an old saying in the tactical set. You should be shooting. If you're not shooting, you should be loading. If you're not loading, you should be moving. If you're not moving, you're probably dead. Now, the reason I point that out, because, Roger, you said something in the last segment that I think is, it does need to be pointed out, because the only thing the gun grabbers can get, because of the way they have painted themselves electorally into these corners here, is that which we give them. We have to be duped into believing what they have to say.
Exactly.
So, given that, I mean, with this, like this, you just pointed out their shift in vernacular where they've gone from assault weapon to semi-automatic firearm, they realize that this is going to take a little bit of verbal sleight of hand to get their point across. What do you think?
Well, this is the point. They may very well, with the support of public opinion, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars poured into media, propaganda, they can conceivably get the public to vote against their own well-being, and that is what we can look forward to.
Well, I was looking. Okay, question. Do you think that's, are you saying that federally or as far as states?
Well, both, but actually it would probably be federally that would have the greatest impact, and that is what these people would want. We should not overlook also the importance, the critical factor of international authority. We hear this now from Stephen Breyer, also from John Paul Stevens, who retired, that we should consider in our own laws that the Supreme Court, when it's interpreting law, should consider international law and international jurisprudence. It's frightening. I happened to take a look today at an article written actually a year before the Heller decision came down, The Human Right of Self-Defense, is titled, by David Koppel and two other writers, Paul K. Gallant and Joanne Eisen. David Kopel is a expert in constitutional law and specifically on the Second Amendment. And he says this, since the 1990s, the United Nations has been focusing increasing attention on international firearms control. UN-backed programs have promoted and funded the surrender and confiscation of citizen firearms in nations around the world, declaring that there is no human right to personal self-defense and that extremely strict gun control is a human right, which all governments are required to enforce immediately. That's quite a flip. According to this party, rapporteur Barbara Frey, who works for the Human Rights Council of the United Nations, even the most restrictive gun laws in the U.S., as she sees it, such as those in D.C. or New York City, are violations of current human rights law because they are insufficiently stringent. And one thing I wasn't aware of, there is a apparently a world gun control lobby referred to as the International Action Network Against Small Arms, IANSA. And their agenda is basically to disarm all Western nations. And this, the concern is, look, we have Heller that says, if nothing else, that the right of self-defense is intrinsic to the Second Amendment, all right? And regardless of what weapons you're talking about now, and clearly in the Friedman case, Justice Thomas was alluding to the fact that handguns are not the only weapons that are protected under the Second Amendment. Semi-automatics would definitely fall in that category. But what we have here is then, an attempt, I think, extrajudicially to look beyond the country and beyond our laws to get support from international authorities and international billionaires working for groups like the Bilderberg Group and others that are attempting to fracture our nation. And the way they would do that, first of all, is to disarm the public.
Well,
so actually, in a way,
let me ask you a question about this whole dynamic. With the election of Trump, which nobody thought was going to happen, we ignored Jeb Bush spent how much money, and he couldn't poll beyond 4%. So we found out that it's not about money. We found out that it's not about what the media says, because a lot of people ignored the media, ignored the pundits, and listened to the candidates for the first time in a long time. And America, especially the right side of America, looked at 18 guys and probably wondered out loud, how come one guy is saying everything I need to hear and these other 17 guys can't figure it out? So to a degree, I think America is woke. So knowing that, and these elections notwithstanding and everything else, you know, Virginia is a changing state. New Jersey, I don't know how it could get any worse for gun owners in anywhere, especially in New Jersey, no matter who the governor is, because they still got Sweeney as the president of the Senate. Those states, not a big change, but federally, on a national level, and electorally, you know, I'm just trying to figure out in which world we, you know, if you were saying this 10 years ago, I'd have to say, yeah, this is a big issue. But I, you know, with the way the cycle is going, with Sandy Hook, everybody, every news organization stayed in Sandy Hook for 10 days. Every morning it was another somber day in Sandy Hook, which it was a somber day in Sandy Hook. With Las Vegas, that was off the front pages in 3 days. With Texas, it was off the front pages in 2 days. And that's because I think the news organizations have figured out that we're not listening. They're getting tuned out. Circulation is down. What's the circulation of the New York Times, the newspaper of record, like 500,000 a month?
I honestly don't know, Bill. But at one time, I'm sure it was in the millions.
Sure, sure.
You know, well, I guess. Well, in reference to what you're saying.
We got about a minute and 10 seconds.
I'll wrap it up in one less than a minute. Roger and I had this very conversation. I reminded him a lot less people are watching CNN. A lot less people are watching Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon and the late night shows and Stephen Colbert. A lot less people are reading the New York Times. I have friends that are no longer subscribing. A lot less people even tune in to ABC, CBS, and NBC because they're just fed up. And you're right. I think you're right, Bill. Now, that doesn't mean, however, that we still cannot, we should not be ever vigilant.
Oh, no.
And make sure that we don't ever, ever, ever question our president. Not that we shouldn't question him. We should never again in public, not defend him and support him. If we have something to say, we need to say it through proper channels because we cannot divide the House. And you know what? If Donald Trump does nothing in the next 3 years but nominate two Supreme Court justices in addition to Gorsuch, then he has done a miracle. But let's help him do that and more. And what do we want? We want national carry reciprocity and two more Supreme Court justices.
Okay, hold right there. We're coming up on the break. I do like intellectually, well, it's stimulating for me intellectually. I'll put it that way. I hope it is for everybody else. Because this is, you know, these are the kind of issues that are out there. And I'm going to ask them a question when we get back. But in any event, we will be right back. I don't hear the bump music playing, by the way. There it is. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Discussing, I think it's almost like we're sort of discussing what is a real issue today and what is not a real issue today. And joining me for that discussion are Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. And let me make a clarification here. I will, when I exhale my last breath, part of that will be in defense of the Second Amendment. I got no aversions to taking any of these guys to the mat. And if they go in the wrong direction, I got no aversions to meeting them in the street. I there's a lot of things I never got to try when I was in the military that I'm just itching to try. But at the same time, in the current issues that are going on, my biggest goal is to just try to actually take on the things that need to be taken on. Some of the stuff that's going on right now with regards to these mass shootings that we've had, which have been aberrations, but you know what? They're punching holes in this whole narrative about background checks. Because both of these people got background checks, right? Yeah. And with Kelly, just like Dylann Roof, Kelly and Dylann Roof have exposed the shortcomings of the background check system as it works. Because the background check system is only as good as the data that's entered into it. And these guys aren't the only ones. I hope everybody gets that takeaway from it. These guys aren't the only ones. So I want to move the chains on concealed carry reciprocity. I want to move the chains on this, like you were talking about with some of the other stuff that's out there. And I mean, reciprocity would be one of those. You talk about a nail in the coffin. This would be a nail between the eyes of all of these anti-gun states.
Well, along those lines, Bill, we should keep in mind, too, that we will never be in a better position than we are right now,
mm-hmm.
where the Republicans have both houses of Congress and the presidency. That's not going to last forever. In fact, let's face it, this appointment of a special counsel, Mueller, to go after Trump, which is really what it is all about, is to set the stage for impeachment. That's what the Clintonites want. That's what they always want.
Based upon what, though? They just can't impeach him because they don't like the way he combs his hair. I mean, that's essentially their case. How?
According to this New York Times article, and some of your people, listeners, might have heard a very unusual ad by a billionaire. I think his name is Steyer, who is a virulent hater of Trump. And he wrote an editorial a few days ago in the New York Times, and he had apparently spoken with a constitutional lawyer who basically said that, that it's not necessary that a president actually committed a crime in order to impeach. You can impeach a person, I guess, for anything. And that's what they're going to attempt to do. And so they are really grasping
at
straws. They basically, anyone that wants to set it right the way they see it, the way the world was supposed to be with a Clinton presidency, that's what they want. And
well, but there weren't enough of them to elect her.
No. But according to a few people, if they can argue that somehow the election was illegal and Trump was illegitimate, that even if he's impeached, there won't be enough to get Pence in, they can situate Clinton in the White House.
I know which line you're going along. They want to impeach the entire administration and the election itself, because if they impeach Trump, then they have President Pence, right? And then very likely Vice President, whoever he would appoint.
Yeah, but the thing,
Bill, let me, and Roger, I'll be brief. Vice President Pence, who I met when he was governor of Indiana at the NRA convention, and I was very impressed with him. We actually had two meetings, undivided attention. The man is a wonderful man. He's a man of total ethics. He's a religious man. He's a good man, but he's not a Donald Trump.
Sure.
And also,
he wouldn't be vice president if Trump hadn't taken him along, no doubt about it.
Well, that's correct. But the thing is, he is a good man, but he's not a Donald Trump. And all of us, especially everyone listening tonight, including myself, Roger, you, I, everyone we know, let us never, ever, as I said, all right, degrade the fact that we have Donald Trump as president. It's a minor miracle. It's a major miracle. It's not a minor miracle. It's a major miracle. And we cannot lose this guy, all right, because there's so much based upon it. Now, Roger, thank goodness, is still subscribing to the New York Times because he has to.
Nobody else is.
We need to know what the enemy is saying and what the dirtbags are saying. I no longer read it anymore. I don't even listen to any of this crap. Because you know what? I thank God I have a Roger as a good friend and a business partner to do that for me. And so we do need to know what they are saying. But as we said before, CNN and all these media outlets, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all, their readership is down. The same old people that read them are going to read them. We already know what they're going to do. They're the same people that are going to vote for Democrats down the line. They hate guns. We're not going to change them. What we need to do is make sure that we do never become complacent. That is what will defeat us.
Okay. Now, I know exactly what you're saying here. You're saying we need to remain vigilant in face of all these things they're trying to do.
However, be active and do something about it, not just talk about it.
Right. But let me ask you this. What if they're doing all of these things to keep us from doing from what we need to be doing?
Well, no, because we're not going to listen to it. I laugh at it. The fact that my wife and I, we no longer listen to the late night shows. You know, I don't care what Jimmy Kimmel or any of these guys are talking about. I don't care what they say in the New York Times. It doesn't matter what they say in the New York Times. Because only the people that read the New York Times and believe in the New York Times believe in the New York Times. Everyone else is just getting us angrier. And then you know what? And that's good. But take that anger and do something with it. Don't just talk to your neighbor or talk to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
I would hope that we don't have to worry too much about the public that is ignorant. But we still have to worry about Congress. And, Bill, we did talk a little bit, I know.
We got less than 2 minutes. So let me ask you this. In regards to impeachment, We've had that Al Green guy in the House who's in, you know, he's proposed impeachment. There's been three or four of them that have proposed impeachment. And currently right now, there's no way for them to get impeachment.
There will be a revolution. Trump is not going to be impeached.
That's the other thing.
It's not going to happen. He's not going to be impeached.
I would agree. I think that there would be insurrection.
Well, let's not even talk about it. He's not going to be impeached. How can we help him? That's what we should be talking about. He's not going to be impeached.
I might want to talk about it a little bit, Stephen, but we don't have enough time to talk about it right now tonight.
Donnit, how's that for language? Donnit, am I allowed to say Donnit?
Yes, you are allowed to say darn it, but please don't go beyond that.
You know what I really want to say?
Yeah, I do. But I have a couple of affiliates that are Christian radio stations. We don't want to offend them because...
Nor do I.
Yes, so, I mean, I like having this conversation because it's good to turn over what they're trying to do and everything. At the same time, I just want to make sure that everybody listening to this discussion understands... You got to keep your eye on the prize. The prize right now, the number one prize right now is national reciprocity.
And Donald Trump.
And the way I characterize it, guys, is you got one representative and two senators in your state. That's three phone calls a week you got to make.
Yep.
You make those three phone calls every week. If everybody listening to me were to do that, we would get that.
Yep.
Because those guys don't like that.
We have to put pressure on Ryan nationally.
Yes.
We have to put pressure on the Speaker of the House and on the Senate Majority Leader. Those are the two individuals that have the greatest impact on what bills are going to be debated and what bills will be voted on the floor.
Before we run out of time, go check these guys out at ArbalistQuarrel.com and Amoland.com. Thanks for joining me this evening, Phil. Fellas.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.